Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this evening's message is a portion of the gospel lesson where we read beginning at verse 9. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those you gave me, because they are yours. All that is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine, and I am glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you gave me, so that they will be one as we are one. These are the words of our text. Our text this evening is a portion of our Lord's high priestly prayer. It is the prayer that he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane before his betrayal and arrest. And in that prayer, he prays for his disciples that they would not fall away from him or from God or lose faith in the events that are going to unfold in the next few days of Holy Week. But he also prays for all those who would believe on him because of their message. And in that prayer, he prays for each and every one of us. And so we can say that our Lord prayed for us. He can say, I prayed for you. And notice what he asks in his prayer. He doesn't ask that his Father would bestow upon us all sorts of material blessing. He doesn't pray that the Father would make life easy for us. He doesn't pray that we would be free from all suffering. He prays that we might remain in his name, that we might remain in the name of the Father, in Jesus' name, the name that his Father had given him. Namely, that we would continue and remain in faith. He says, I am leaving the world, but they are in the world. They remain in the world. And in our Lord's praying that evening, could he have foreseen all that the future held for those who called upon his name? Could he have foreseen all of the conflict, all of the raging of the world, all of the war, all of the famine, all of the disease, all of the hardship that befalls God's people? Could he have seen and anticipated illness and death? Could he have foreseen poverty? Could he have foreseen all that the world holds before us to lure us away from him? Material things more than anyone in his day would have even dreamt of. And yet he prays that the Father would keep us in his name, that we would be steadfast in our faith. And really in that prayer, he is asking for everything that is necessary and needful for us to remain in that faith. That in the hour of temptation that we might not cave in to temptation, but that we might stand strong. In the moment of trial or doubt, that we would not give up, but rather that we would remain steadfast. That we would see our true blessing, our true joy, and the true thing that we need as Jesus Christ himself. all other things of this world really amount to nothing if we have not Jesus Christ nor faith in him. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Father. Keep them in your name. Keep them in your name. Hasn't that at times in our life been our prayer? Perhaps for our children or our grandchildren as they go off out of the home to make their own place in the world. Haven't we also prayed, Lord, keep them in your name, keep them in their faith. May your Holy Spirit go with them. Keep them in your name. Hasn't that been many a time our prayer for ourselves? As we feel the tempter's might knocking at our door, as we feel that we have given in to temptation, or that doubt is pushing us down or discouragement, how often haven't we also prayed for ourselves, Lord, keep us steadfast in your name, in your faith? And how many times has he not heard that prayer and answered it? He says, I pray for them, not for the world. Our Lord Jesus' prayer is rather exclusive. He prays for his own, those who are marked with his name, those who believe in him as our Lord and Savior, the one who came from heaven, suffered on that cross, suffered the condemnation of hell, and rose again for their salvation. Sometimes dying even for those who at various times in their life cried out to other names, to other gods. Dying on that cross for those who would use that name inappropriately. Ever prayed that those whom the Father had given him would remain steadfast. It's a rather comforting thought, isn't it, to know that when our Lord Jesus was praying in the garden, that he was praying for you and I as well, praying for people as yet unborn, that the Father would give them strength and courage and steadfastness as they lived in this world, a world that would seek to destroy itself through war, a world in which hatred so very readily springs forth from all of our hearts, together with lusts and envies and jealousies, that our Lord Jesus would pray for those for whom he was about to die. Indeed, when we sing that hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, oftentimes it is to encourage ourselves to go to him in prayer. Tonight we sing it reminding ourselves that we have a friend also who has prayed for us and continues to pray for us and intercede for us before our Father in heaven, praying that we would be steadfast in our faith and that we may be kept in the Father's name. That is a comfort. That is a blessing. And in that blessing, God, our Father, and our Savior Jesus Christ, and our Comforter, the Holy Spirit, provide for us all else that is necessary, even as they keep us in that name. provide us with food and clothing, with shelter, with health and healing, with comfort in our time of sadness and grief, encouragement when we feel discouraged, reassurance of the truth of God's word and of its faith when doubt comes into our lives, reassuring us that we belong, that we were bought for, that we were paid for, not with gold or silver, but with his own precious blood. Jesus says to you tonight, I prayed for you, and I continue to pray for you until you join me in the place to which I have gone, the place where now I prepare a place for you also. May God grant to us the answer to our Lord's prayer, not in the end of life, certainly we need it at that point, but every waking hour and every moment, to be reassured that our Lord is praying for us before his Father, that we may be kept in his name. Amen.